Stacy Sinclair reports for the Chicago Tribune. Hi, Stacy. Welcome.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. I was glad to see your byline, along with some of your colleagues, in the story in the Tribune about how the restaurants in the city were treated different than the restaurants in the suburbs. What happened during the pandemic?
Well, basically, the various health departments throughout the Chicago area took different approaches. The city took more of a hardline approach, and their public health department levied like $450,000 in fines during the period when indoor dining was banned, right? There was different periods throughout the past year indoor dining was banned. So but then you have communities like Cook County or King County, which took the approach of, we're going to try to educate these restaurant owners, and we're going to try to encourage them to comply, but we're not going to fine them. So it wasn't an even playing field throughout the Chicago area, let alone throughout the state.
Educate, and, well, there's a euphemism. Educate, we're going to educate them.
Right. I think everyone was aware what the rules were. In fact, there was, you know, one case in Lake County where the inspectors went in and they received a complaint. People were calling their health departments. That is clear.
Yeah.
That residents and even police departments were calling the local health departments to say, hey, there's indoor dining going on. And the inspector, you know, in one restaurant, for example, goes in, sees that there's indoor dining going on, tells the owner, like, hey, you can't do this. And the owner says, I'm going to keep doing it. So I'm not really sure what education is needed when, you know, the owners flat out say, I know what the rules are. I'm not going to follow them because I'm going to keep my business alive and viable, and I'm going to, you know, ignore it. So that restaurant actually did get fined by Lake County. Lake County and McHenry County were the only two suburban health departments that actually levied fines against restaurants that didn't comply.
In this entire metro area, only two county health departments levied a fine?
That is correct, yes.
Because I was in Will County and I saw a place open. Well, I'm just thinking of all the places I was where I saw people in clear violation, and only two. Okay.
And why? Right. If you're a business owner and you are following the rules, and you're losing money day after day after day by keeping your restaurant closed, and you see the guy down the street, you know, opening and you know, basically operating with impunity, why would you keep your restaurant closed, right? I mean, it has a domino effect.
I understand that completely, but I think it does beg the question, so who got it right? What was the better course of action? Because it's not just these people being greedy, it's these people surviving. So
exactly.
I understand the impulse. And I also understand how discouraging it would be if you were following the rules, your neighbor wasn't, he makes money, you don't. But at the end of the day, I think the most important question is, who got it right? Was it right in Cook County to, in the city of Chicago, levy fines, shut people down? Or was it right to do what they did in the collar counties, which was tamp it down a bit? You know, every effort helps, but let people make a buck. Did you come to a conclusion on that?
You know, I personally did not. I mean, I see the arguments on both sides, and it was people's livelihood, you know, involved. But where I think the problem was that there was no unified plan throughout the state. Mm-hmm. And if there was a failure anywhere, that's where the failure is. Even the governor, you know, when pressed, talked about trying to educate and not trying to fine. And, you know, so I think from the get-go, the hints were that it was going to be a soft enforcement. And then the city sort of stepped it up. And, you know, who was right, who was wrong, I think, you know, the voters got to decide that, right, in the next election.
It's funny because I was in Ottawa, Illinois over the weekend, and I was also in Chicago over the weekend, and I ate in both areas. And in Chicago, people wear masks in the Lakeview neighborhood where I live while walking down the street all by themselves. They are masked up riding their bicycles. They're masked up jogging. It's pretty uniform. We went to Ottawa. And again, this is, far western exurbs. It's about an hour and a half from Chicago and off of Route 80. And they're not wearing masks, you know. In fact, when they walk in the common areas of restaurants, you're probably familiar with the exasperation of the owners of Manny's. He can't get people in the common area of his restaurant to wear a mask. He's promising free sandwiches if we could just get through some days and do it. Every now and then somebody slips up. But in Ottawa, there was very little pretense of that at all. You know, the restaurant was kind of crowded. People were walking about and not wearing masks. Certainly the men weren't. And a lot of the ladies and kids weren't, too. I don't know what the point of all of that is, except it does seem to be parochial, doesn't it?
Yes, I think that's the perfect description of it.
So are things changing in this now, Stacey? I mean, we're opening up anyway, so maybe it's kind of not as pressing an issue now?
Yeah, we're opening up anyway, but I think it is an issue that, we're going to have to address going forward. If there is another public health, emergency, how is it going to be fair to everyone? How is it going to be enforced? How is it going to be safe? And I think that's still work that needs to be done. And I think a lot of the politicians on both sides don't want to talk about it anymore, right? Because it's so divisive, and they want to, say we're moving forward. But, I know in Aurora, there's a mayoral race right now. And one of the questions that they're being asked is, are restaurants that violated the indoor dining ban, should they be eligible for, funding from the city to help, bolster their, and from what I've read in the responses in Aurora, nobody really wants to touch it anymore. Everyone says, that's in the past, let's move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you're guaranteed going to alienate a good half, maybe 50-50. I mean, there's a sizable population that has ample reason to say something, and another population that has ample reason to say something quite the opposite. It's the same way with the page one story in your paper today about school board elections. Do you want to be on that divide? And yet there they are. And people are mobilizing to unelect school board members because of their position on opening up the classrooms. You can't. That job does not pay enough. By the way, it tends to pay zero. But
it pays zero, so it doesn't pay enough. I agree.
All right. Interesting reporting. So two of the counties did levy some fines. Mostly they did not. Suburban Cook County, were there fines in suburban Cook County, though, right? Or no?
No, there were not. Well, they don't comment on their fines, but their records do not indicate that there were any fines given out. But they did send out 160 violation notices. So we got their database under a records request. They sent 160 violation notices between November and early January when the second wave banning indoor ban hit. Their records only indicate they know of two businesses complying.
Two complying. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked to one restaurant owner who got fined, and she thought it was the cost of doing business. She would do it again, which I'm sure
that as well. Right. The business that I told you about in Lake County where they said, we're going to keep doing this. We know what the rules are. They were fined $350 for the entire period that they were open. So would they have lost more than $350 if they banned indoor dining? They were a breakfast place.
Right.
Probably. Oh. it probably makes financial sense.
Cost of doing business. It's a story in the Chicago Tribune. Stacey St. Clair and company reporting on it there. I got to go, Stace. Are you going to cover the Olympics? Are you going overseas?
I have a credential. There's a lot of rules in place on, reporters, so we haven't decided if we're definitely going, but the plan is to go at the moment.
I'm excited for you. We'll talk about that down the road.
Sounds great.
Stacey St. Clair reports for the Chicago Tribune.